100.3 FM K1, and continuing a opportunity to talk with people who are involved in our community. If you're involved, you know about the Boys and Girls Club. They are moving up, and with some new leadership, and we'll talk about some new things, new programs. Oh, by the way, building campaign going on. Anna Fisher, nice to have you in here this morning.
Hi, good morning, Charlie. Nice to be here.
Nice to have you in here, and it's an opportunity for you to spend just a little bit of time spotlighting a welcome addition to our community, a brand new leader.
Yes, we have Larry Lewis in with us today, our new executive director. He started beginning of this month. He's already been really busy getting around meeting people, and so we just had to get in on the radio and let all the listeners know more about him and more about what's going on at the Boys and Girls Club, and we are really excited to have him.
Well, thank you so much for bringing him in. Larry, I consider newcomers to be new for at least a year, because it takes about that long to get acclimated to what goes on. But you got a Harley party coming up in just a little bit, but first of all, before you got a nice committee, you've got a board of directors that's going to run that fundraiser for you. Don't worry about it. It's going to be good. Let's just get to know you a little bit. Welcome to Bartles Hill. I remember the story a little bit about your family, but let's just talk about you and how your trip brought you to Bartles Hill.
Wow. Well, I've been with the Boys and Girls Club movement for about 16 years, and about 14 of those years have been in Kansas City. I started in Manhattan.
You got a nice blue shirt on, reflecting the Royals. I understand.
Yeah, you know, go Royals, you know. I noticed the Cardinals up there.
I'm always hopeful for an I-70 series.
So, yeah. You know, but my first 2 years in the movement, I was in Kansas, Manhattan. Mm-hmm. And I went to Kansas State, you know, and Coach Snyder, our football coach, told us we had to volunteer somewhere. And so I happened to walk through the doors of the Boys and Girls Clubs and fell in love right away. And my first words were, "You mean people get paid to play with kids all day long? Mm-hmm. Greatest job ever, right?"
Yeah, that's right.
And so from there, I went to the Kansas City area, and I've been there for the last 14 years. And I was looking for my next challenge and opportunity to continue to grow in the movement, and saw an opportunity in Bartlesville. And I took the opportunity to come down here and get to know the town and the people, interviewed for the position, and fortunate enough, they made the right choice and brought me in.
If Anna brought you in, it's going to be good people all the way around. I have confidence in her. She made the recent transition from the United Way to the Boys and Girls Club, so you're still leading each other, so to speak.
Yes.
Very much so.
But I do know the mission well enough to know that that you're probably not going to mess with success. You may adjust it, you may move it on,
right.
but when those young people come in your doors and they are already in the habit of academics and homework come first, then
Absolutely.
Let's have a good time. Sound like you got a program that you're ready to pick up and move to the next chapter.
Absolutely. You know, I've heard great things about the gentleman before me, and I want to, you know, just continue to move us in the right direction. And, you know, why change what's not broken? And so just continue to enhance and strengthen our programs and strengthen our community, and connecting everyone to the Boys and Girls Club so they see the work that we're actually doing and with those kids and the impact that's being made with them.
Yeah, and of course with two locations, you get the opportunity to see a little bit of the community between your traditional location and the still relatively new one downtown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
Connecting with the kids, you probably didn't have too much trouble with that one.
Oh, no, that's easy transition for me. I walk right in the door day one, and I go straight up to them, and I just start talking with them and hanging out, and they're looking at me like, who is this guy, you know? And so everybody's kind of peeking in the office and looking in around the corner, and, you know, I'll bring them in, or I run out there, and I jump on the basketball court and just jump right in with them in the game room. Had my first ping pong tournament with the kids, and I had to show them who was the ping pong master.
and did they show you, or did you show them?
I showed them. Yeah, I have to make sure that they, you know, are prepared for success, so I got to beat them a couple times.
There you go. Well, and that means that when they do beat you, and whether you let them or whether their skill had developed to the point that they actually do literally beat you, they've accomplished something.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And they'll know it, too. They'll run around the club. They'll get the high five, and, you know, they'll let everybody know that they beat Mr. Larry.
You know? Inside radio just a little bit. I get to see his face. The rest of you just get to hear his voice. But there's an enthusiasm. There's a smile. There's a liveliness to his eyes, to expression here that I think these kids are going to have fun with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm excited for the years to come, the time to come. And I appreciate you letting everybody know that my first year, not my first month, I'm the new guy, right?
Yeah.
I think it's only fair.
I think I've just stopped being the new girl, and that's been almost 2 years. But I still am pretty new.
But, Well, yeah, but it's a new job. So,
yeah, so I start all over.
And if we're always being new at something, then that's a good thing.
It keeps it fresh and exciting, yeah.
Absolutely.
Boys and Girls Club of Bartlesville, as you see the local challenge, and I realize that you probably haven't surveyed the whole situation yet, but just personally, what do you see as things that you would like to see us step up to and accomplish over the next few months and year?
Well, you know, for me, I'm a program person, and so I'm one that likes to get in with the kids and teach them programs in a unique, different way. I always want them to think outside the box, and so getting our team, you know, in that same vein, to just be able to continue to implement those programs at a high level so that our kids are getting everything that they really need. You know, the schools do a great job of educating them, but we want to provide them with those lifestyles and those life skills that they need so that they can be successful completely, so they become well-rounded individuals as they leave us.
I think that's I think every parent that's listening to us this morning said, yeah, mm-hmm. I like that part. Go get
Absolutely.
Them.
Yeah.
but it's an opportunity for you to get to know what I think are some special kids, and again, whether it was their first time in the door or they've been a 10-year veteran of Boys and Girls Clubs all the way around, and they say, "Yeah, you're not telling me anything new." I think they're going to see some special changes coming up here.
Absolutely, I'm totally excited, and every day gives me an opportunity to affect and impact the lives of the kids that we work with every day.
You're a volunteer-based program. You constantly need new faces, new people walking Absolutely. In the door to say, "How can I help?"
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, any and everywhere I go, the people that I see are potential volunteers. And so I speak to everyone and I talk to them about the clubs and how they can be involved, whether it be their company or them as individuals. That's what I'm always looking for, opportunities to get quality people in front of our kids that truly care and are passionate about the mission and the work that we're trying to do and help us continue to move forward.
Okay. You mentioned two areas of being involved. You mentioned personally and also their community. I'm going to flip it around and say, let's talk company community first. Mm-hmm. Then we come back to the individual effort. What can a company, what can a firm, what can a business, or for that matter, just community organization do to help mm-hmm. out Boys and Girls Club?
There are so many ways. You know, the obvious is always financial. Anytime a company can be involved financially, that always helps us continue to keep those doors open. Outside of that, we'd love for them to come in and actually do projects in the club. You know, so there are those beautification projects. You know, every company wants to help make the club look better. You know, so those beautification projects. And on top of that, they're the opportunities that are most important to me, for them to be in front of the kids and actually working with the kids, so they get to see the real quality and the outcome that's attached to the name Boys and Girls Clubs.
Well, you almost said the same thing that I think you're going to say for the individual. It's just let's talk about that individual volunteer, whether it's the young professional that maybe just arrived in the community 2 weeks mm-hmm. before you did, to somebody who is a retired veteran of the community, spent most of their business life here, and can bring a whole different wealth of experience in.
Right.
What are you looking for? What do you need volunteers to help you out with?
It stays in the same vein. You know, we want them to be in front of the kids as much as possible. Anytime that you can be in the club and see how the club operates on a regular basis, you become committed. You get bit by the bug. You drink the Kool-Aid, you know, so to speak, and you become a part of the Boys and Girls Clubs. You know, it's just a powerful thing to see. And when you can get people in front of that and be involved in that, you bring additional resources that we did not have in front of our kids. And that's what it's about. It's providing our kids with opportunities they otherwise would not have.
You're a walking PR machine. You don't need
to. I know. I like him.
Just did her job.
He's going to take that marketing out of my title and just do it for me. I'm just going to carry a microphone everywhere we go. But he's so right. And it's been really cool to see when individuals come in or when companies come in and they're passionate about something, whether it's photography or robotics or STEM or art, we have kids that have those same passions. And so it's cool to see individuals and companies connect with kids and connect with groups of kids and really open their eyes to things that they otherwise maybe aren't getting to experience in their school system or in their home life.
Well, and I think that's part of what I see as a strength of the Boys and Girls Club, is you've got all these other kids that are bringing something to it as just peers, and then also you get, whether it's Anna or the professional staff that you deal with or the volunteers that say, I can help on Tuesdays, what do you want me to do? And all of a sudden you've got everything there to build the next generation of young adults.
Right. I always tell kids, I ask them, what is it that you want to do? What do you want to do in life? Whatever it may be. being in the Boys and Girls Clubs, there's literally that 6 degrees of separation. And it may only be 2 or 3 degrees of separation that I can get you exposed to that opportunity. Let me know what you want, and we can get you in front of those types of people so they can really educate you on what it takes to actually take on those opportunities so they can make an informed decision.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is an opportunity to meet a guy who I can see is going to be a leader of one of our local nonprofits here for the next days and weeks and years and decades to come.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Yes. We're excited to have him.
And of course, Anna, I get to talk to you a lot during all kinds of things coming up. But, you know, the Harley Party, I talk fundraising with the different organizations, and every time the idea of yours comes up, somebody says, gee, I wish I'd have thought of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I know. It's so fun, and we've been working and planning as a committee and as a staff for so long. It's fun to kind of see it actually all coming to fruition. We put tickets on sale on Monday and have already seen people getting theirs. So if you're out there, hurry and get yours, because we will sell out. So this is your chance.
And it is a fun night, I'll tell you. Yeah. To get in the hangar and to see everything going on. And oh, they didn't call my name. Great.
Yes, you know. Exactly. I know, I was just explaining to Larry yesterday how the reverse raffle works, because usually you think you want your number to be called, but in this case, you don't want your number to be called. But if you happen to get called, you still have a chance to buy in one of those final tickets and still walk away with the Harley if that's what you're after.
Yeah, and if not, you came and it was a fundraiser and you had a great time anyway.
So yeah, absolutely.
It is literally one of those win-win situation fundraisings that everybody wants a ticket for.
Mm-hmm.
And there are posters, there are billboards. We're talking about it on the radio. But how does somebody get a ticket? Do you have that information?
I do. So for a Harley Party, you can buy a ticket online at our website, bgcbeville.org.
She's still working to get that one out right.
It can be a tongue twister. And you can also buy them in person at the club, at our traditional Seminole location, at Keller Williams Realty, and at Bartlesville Cycle Sports. And then for the poker run, you can also register online and in person at the Boys and Girls Club. And then you'll be able to register day of at Siemens when they all get ready and leave at 10 a.m. on April 23rd.
Okay, well, it is all coming up, and this is your first opportunity to hear the voice, meet the personality of the leadership of the organization, and Anna Sant, thank you so much for bringing him in.
Yeah, thank you, Charlie.
And again, I know you're going to come back, because you got some great stories to tell, and once we individualize them with this particular young man or this particular young lady here, we're going to have some great stories to tell for years to come.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, I look forward to that.
Thank you very much for coming in. Bartlesville Boys and Girls Club. Spending a little bit of time with us this morning on AM 1400 K1.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall. This is KWON Bartlesville.